The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the final hour of tonight's program, but still time to get your calls in. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Still got to talk about the catcalling video. And I also want to tell the story of a business owner who had her bank account seized for no reason at all, except that the IRS didn't like how she was depositing the batches that she was depositing her money in, wasn't charged with any crime. We'll get to that a little bit later on here, hopefully. But if you have anything that you want to talk about tonight with us, the number to call is 855-450-3733. Or on Skype, you can dial into lrn.fm. Dial in, click in. I don't really know what. You can Skype us at lrn.fm if you're not connected to us already, to send us a contact request. We'll take care of that. And the phone number, one more time, a couple more times, 855-450-FREE, the word free. One more time, that's 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. So, you know, I just want to say, we had announced a little earlier in the show, Brian and I are going to be leaving the Sunday show here pretty soon. And if you want to keep in touch with me specifically, I do a couple of other podcasts. I'm on the show Let's Talk Bitcoin, and you can find that at letstalkbitcoin.com. Brian and I also have another podcast together called The Sex and Science Hour, which you can find at sexandsciencehour.com.
That's right.
We're going to reboot that at some point. We haven't made a new show in a little while, but the back archive is there, and you can follow us on SoundCloud if you want to be the first to know when we start that up again. But just wanted to kind of let people know that we're not going to be like fading away from the public eye. We're certainly going to still be out there doing podcasts and things like that, just doing them from the comfort of our home where we don't have to drive really long and not get paid very much money to go here. It's a Free Talk Live. No offense,
Mark. We're going to call it Free Talk Live for nothing.
Free as in liberty, not beer, right?
Both.
Okay. So, you know, I think I want to talk about I'd rather talk about the woman who had her bank account seized than we'll get into the catcalling thing, because I don't know. I just feel like the bank account is a little more important from a freedom perspective. You know, like everybody's talking about this catcalling video. They've gotten enough free press. Let's talk about what happened to this lady, Karen. Basically, I'm having trouble pulling up the article here, but I can summarize it really easy. She owned a Mexican restaurant, and she was operating in cash business. You know, a lot of restaurants use cash. Actually, they get demonized. We read an article a couple weeks ago about how cash-only businesses sometimes really have problems because they are, you know, getting these nasty articles written about them, like the one that we read, saying that they must be mafiosos if they're operating only in cash. And, of course, that's not true. But this was a nice older lady. She was operating a Mexican restaurant. And she was depositing money into her bank account at her local bank, I guess. And she had heard from her mother that that the bank has to report your name or has to fill out some paperwork if you deposit more than $10,000 at a time worth of cash. And she said, a nice lady. She says, I think I'll be helpful. I'll save the bank some paperwork and I won't put in more than $10,000 at a time. By the way, her name is Carol Hinders, and she's from Iowa.
Yeah, and what a pain it would be to put in, I want to spend as little time at the bank as possible, and I don't want to fill out your money reports or whatever.
Who wants to do that? I mean, I'm sure the people who work at the bank don't want to either. Yeah. They just require to by the Bank Secrecy Act or something, some act.
If you make more frequent deposits, doesn't that mean your money's safer too? Isn't that mm-hmm. the service that banks provide? So if I go get my money more frequently, put my money more frequently in the bank, then that much more money of mine is safe.
Yeah, exactly. So she would deposit because she had heard this rumor. She would deposit, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $9,000 at a time, never going over $10,000. And one day, the IRS went into her bank account and confiscated $33,000 from her, did not charge her with any crime, did not even suspect her of any crime. It says she was not suspected of tax fraud. She wasn't under investigation for anything. It was just that the pattern that she was putting in this money with was, they said, was consistent with structuring, which is specifically making deposits in order to avoid reporting requirements.
Yeah.
Now, consider this. Talk about how ridiculous this is. Consider if you have a business, you know, perhaps you go and deposit your profits in the bank or your income, your revenues in the bank every week, and maybe you never make more than $10,000 a week. Maybe you're always making between $9,000 and $9,999 every week, and maybe you just don't go over that. You know, are you supposed to bundle it and wait until it's over $10,000 so you do trigger the reports? How far are you supposed to go? It's kind of like you're damned if you do or you're damned if you don't. You're damned if you do deposit more than $10,000 at a time or more than $3,000 at a time or whatever the arbitrary limit for your particular situation happens to be, because then you get a report filed on you and it goes to the government and they can use that to suspect you and investigate you. But you're also damned if you don't, because if you try to avoid those reports, then they can get you for structuring. Well, so it's like they create this state.
I'm not sure that that's exactly what they're trying to say here. And I think that in defense of the state, I just want to make sure that we're clear on what they're saying.
Who are you?
Well, I don't want to misinterpret what they're saying. Mm-hmm. I think the lady said that she designed her deposits in order to not have to do the paperwork, right? Like she, to make it easier on everybody, they didn't want to do the paperwork. So she made sure that she more frequently made the deposits. Does that sound right to you?
She did say that, but she only...
Because that is structuring.
Well, yes, but she wasn't aware that she was
right.
doing that.
It is.
She didn't know she was breaking a law. She wasn't
you.
Trying
okay.
to...
Yeah. So at putting in 9,000 at a time, mm-hmm. because 10,000 is kind of a magic number.
It is the magic number.
In
yeah.
a lot of these, you know, even what you cross across the border 3, and all that.
3,000 is another magic number.
And they're all arbitrary
yep.
and defined by
and
the state, no doubt.
And they're all getting lower thresholds as inflation increases and money becomes less valuable.
Absolutely. And it can happen from you going over the border and coming back. It's already happened. But my question, so she was not putting in 9,000 on purpose?
She was putting...
To avoid that 10,000 magic number?
No, she was trying to avoid the number.
Okay.
And she was doing it because, she says, just to be helpful.
Yes.
Just to save
I believe
the paperwork.
Her. So she's what she's doing like is unintentional nice old... structuring.
Yeah.
Right.
The law,
okay.
I don't think the law is clear. I don't know about the law, the federal law as far as structuring goes, whether it has to be intentional or not.
Yeah.
Oftentimes they'll put the word intentional in there, and it's a great word to have because at this point she hasn't violated it if it's intentional. But and I don't want this woman to be convicted. I think it's silly.
I think structuring does have to be intentional.
Okay, let's hope so.
I think. But the thing is, what they've done here, the IRS, is akin to just stealing. I mean, it basically is. They took the money. They didn't charge her with any crime. They took $33,000, so it's not as though she...
They just yanked it from her bank account?
It's not as though she's mogul. Yeah,
right.
They took it from her bank account.
Hold on. When this happened in, what was the country with a C? It begins with a C, where they started pulling from the banks.
Cyprus.
Cyprus, thank you. Yeah, when this happened in Cyprus, I was informed by Sean Hannity himself that this would never happen in America.
Well,
that the IRS, we will not just yank money out of your bank account for without some kind of legal documentation. Okay, without some kind
you,
of
Sean.
Warrants or something. I was promised not just him, Rush Limbaugh. In fact, there was a bunch of liberal types on the news that said this will never happen here. What? I guess it did.
It's happened to a nice old lady who owns a cash Mexican restaurant. And because her $33,000 that is rightfully hers that she probably worked really hard for was stolen by the IRS without her being charged or suspected of any crime, she has had to max out her credit cards and take out a second mortgage to keep her business running. And that, my friend, is how the government crushes entrepreneurs.
Indeed, it does. This is a really tough situation for this lady. And I hate how people find out about laws when federal when
they break
law
them.
Enforcement officers, you know, come in and say, "Oh, we're going to have to get you." You know, they're not even informing them.
Yeah.
I know that ignorance of the law is no excuse, but I want you to consider that maxim is from the 12th century, when English common law
laws were basically don't hit people, don't take their stuff.
Was ignorance of the law was no excuse when that maxim was created. Now ignorance of the law is universal.
Yeah. 855 450 free. Is this fair that this woman had her bank account raided because she didn't deposit $10,000 once? Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733 is our phone number. 855-450-FREE. One more time, 855-450-3733.
You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, you can sign up for the subscription. You can cancel that subscription at any time. You can get your free pound of coffee, and you can go along your way, and that's fine. Now, this coffee is the best of the best coffee. It's 100% organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's excellent coffee. It's among the best coffee you've ever tasted in your life. Now, you can get good coffee on the internet and likely a few specialty stores in your town. You can get some good coffee. There's no doubt about it. What you can't get is coffee that gives back the way BuzzBox does. They give us a portion of their proceeds so that we can give microloans through Kiva.org. I just gave another set of microloans two days ago.
Cool.
And it was really awesome to be able to help people. I'm trying to get a whole bunch of different countries.
When that gets repaid, you're going to relend it, right?
That's exactly
right.
So it's
going to stay in the Kiva system. So your gift could be multiplied by orders of magnitude.
Indeed. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll get a free pound of coffee, and then you can start your subscription and get coffee like I do. Really great coffee. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Let's go to the phones where David is on the line in Arkansas, listening on 99.1.
No.
Hey, David.
No.
David? Hey, David, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? Okay, I'm on live, so y'all got to be quiet now. Now, I'm sorry. I've never done this before.
No worries. Just tell us what's on your mind tonight. You had something comment about the mayor of Houston?
Well, I went to a church service tonight, a church that I've never been to before, and mm-hmm. he said something about, I'm going to say this the best I can, that the preachers and pastors around that area of Houston was getting subpoenaed, which I don't even know what that means, but I don't think it's good.
I think subpoenaed is when they're forced to testify in court.
So the preachers and the pastors have to testify in court for what?
I don't know. You tell us.
I think there was some kind of dispute over what was being preached.
I don't understand why they'd even be getting subpoenaed. I don't know the whole story because it was just what the preacher was saying, but you know, he was praying about it and stuff. But
I think that in this case that there was some dispute about what was being preached at the pulpit,
David,
and about five or six churches.
We'll talk about
in Texas, and the mayor didn't like it. Like some bad things were being said about the mayor or something like that. I don't know.
Was this the lesbian mayor?
I believe that was the case. I'm not exactly sure what her proclivities are, but I think that was mentioned in there. I'm not sure.
I thought that was like the central point of the story, but maybe I'm conflating two stories.
Maybe.
The mayor was a lesbian, and the churches were giving anti-gay sermons or something like that, and she was saying, no, this is political speech. You can't be doing this as 501c3 organizations, so you have to submit your sermons in advance to the government or something like that.
Well, I think that that's exactly really the issue here is that these churches across America, Houston as well, have decided to file with the government as an organization. Look, churches have been around a lot longer than the IRS, and the IRS can't make a church file a piece of paper. And as a matter of fact, their rules don't say you have to. But for whatever reason, churches just keep on going to the lawyers, and the lawyers say, yep, sure enough, you've got to pay several thousand dollars to us to get a piece of paper that says you could be a church. And, you know, the lawyers will sell you a piece of paper for several thousand dollars as long often as you're willing to take it from them. But, you know, these churches, they've gone astray. They're taking the money. They're taking the pieces of paper from the government. There's just no reason they should be doing it. And so
because those pieces of paper come with strings attached.
Always.
Right?
Yeah, I have the subpoenas here are for all speeches, presentations, or sermons related to Hero, That's an acronym. The petition, Mayor Anise Parker, homosexuality or gender identity, prepared by, delivered by, revised by, or approved by you or in your possession. Then that's wow. referencing to the pastors.
But they've
of
now
these
retracted
churches.
That.
Now, I have a great deal of sympathy for LGBT people. I am a bee myself, not a bee word, a bi. But,
yeah, so I guess.
But I have to say, this does sound pretty draconian. Like yeah. the government is going to be approving church sermons? That doesn't
yeah.
make sense.
Well, I guess what was happening today is there's going to be an event, I Stand Sunday, in mm-hmm. Houston, and that's probably what the sermon today that the caller heard was about. Was standing against Anise Parker here, and against her perhaps her homosexual agenda. Or I mean, it is crazy. The government does have no business being in the church. You know, I agree with that.
The idea that your church is spending a lot of time, or your preacher is spending a lot of time preaching against homosexuality. There's all kinds of laws in the Old Testament that preachers don't spend any time talking about at all.
Sure.
Shellfish. There's people sitting in the congregation wearing mixed fabrics. Yeah. What are we going to do about this with tattoos?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I mean, it swings both ways, because also I don't think that church. Well, I'm just saying I don't think that the church has no business in the government either. You know, and it really does go both ways. But that's exactly what these people are doing. Now, if they're going to say, "Well, they came at us first," I don't know. You're the one that's asking for special exemption as a religious body from the government. So really, I think they played ball with them first.
Mm. I will tell you what the homosexual agenda is. Or what I think it is, anyway, it's to be left alone, accepted, and treated like everyone else. There you go.
If that was the case, then when gay marriage went through, the homosexuals would have left alone the cake makers and the florists.
Well, not all homosexuals did the same thing.
That's not their agenda. Just saying. They got an agenda.
I wish that was their agenda. How about that?
I wish it was too.
My bisexual agenda is to be left alone, live freely, and be treated like everyone else. There we go. Let's talk to Brad in Iowa. Hey, Brad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? I just wanted to bring up a couple points, reference that gal that had her money seized through the IRS.
Yeah.
On her business. Completely wrong. I will say two things. One, the federal government has overbound itself. Extremely too big. Even on your gay issue, a lot of those issues will be resolved more at a state level. But back to the banking. So I recently moved to Iowa, and I've always banked at a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I found, I never knew this before, and I'm not sure how in the world did our public ever allow this to happen, but it has. I have my beliefs on that, but. So I started up a new checking account, you know, transfer my stuff, and I went to a bank. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I made a deposit, a decent sized sum, you know, and I put it in my savings. So as I'm doing this, the lady's like explaining everything to me, and she's like, "Now, you know, you're only allowed 6 times to withdraw out of your savings in a month, otherwise you'll be fined by the federal government." And I said,
really?
What? Yeah. I said, tell me that again, because I'm not sure if I'm on the bank here with you now. I did. I still did, because I didn't have a whole lot of options.
If it's a federal law, it would apply to every bank. That must be new. I didn't know about that either. Yeah, and thanks for the call, Brett. Yeah, thanks for the call, Brad. That's it's hard to bank in this country with freedom, let me tell you that. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. And there's a war on cash, too. More coming up.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. yourself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Yes, we're live on Sunday night. Local time is about 9:30 Eastern, and we are taking your calls at 855-450-3733. You can feel welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. We'll certainly have a conversation with you about just about anything, as long as it's radio-friendly, of course. 855-450-FREE. One more time, 855-450-3733 on the phone.
Yeah, you can go get gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. We make it easy for you. We deal with Midas Resources. They're our syndicate, as a matter of fact.
You know, gold and silver are both down. You know, personally, this isn't investment advice or anything like that, but personally, I've been loading up.
Personally, I have called Midas Resources. The guy I deal with is Ted Anderson, the guy who owns the company. But, you know, he and I have been doing business for years and years. And I decided I was, you know, the prices are just too good to pass up right now. So I called them Friday, and I'm getting ready to make a purchase in silver. So it's, you know.
Yeah, I do this too.
It's gold.freetalklive.com. Last I saw, silver was at 1610. It's not going to get much better than that, folks.
Wow.
My highest recommendation is to get some silver now. Okay, my expectation is it's not going to get any better than that. I don't know the answer as to whether gold and silver is going to go.
We just don't know.
But so far in my entire life, silver's never been worth zero. And so I doubt that it's going to continue to stay below 1610 much longer. That would be my thought. So gold.freetalklive.com to get some.
All right. Let's go to the phones where Dana is on the line in Michigan. Hi, Dana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, everybody. Stephanie, I just caught the tail end of that. The IRS took $33,000 because, am I correct, she made a deposit over $10,000, which has to be reported to the IRS?
No, actually, the problem was actually the opposite. The problem was that this lady ran a cash-only business, a Mexican restaurant, and she was depositing her payments in bundles that were less than $10,000, like between $9,000 and $9,999, so that because she had heard basically she had heard from her mom that the bank would have to fill out extra paperwork, which is the reporting requirement, if she deposited over $10,000. So she thought, oh, I'll make it easier on everybody, and then they got her for structuring.
Right. Yeah. My bank told me that keep it around $7,000 and don't do it definitely not daily, not even weekly, but, you know, try to spread it out. The problem is there are farmers who bring in harvests and have large bundles of money than not anything else during the rest of the year. And there are florists who have big amounts of money. But what I wanted to tell you guys is under the Bush administration, Bush 43, they had approximately only 100 of these cases in his whole tenure of 8 years. And they were money laundering. I'm not saying everyone was, but under Bush, they went after money launderers that were legit. Under Obama, and I'm not taking anything away from this poor woman, but under Obama, in less than 6 years, they have increased that number over sevenfold, over 700 people, and they're farmers and florists and small business owners, and they cannot get the type of attorney because it's a very specialized field to fight, not only to fight the federal government, but specialized also because of this. And so they make these deposits, and then they drain their account. They literally, and we're not.
Yeah, what are you going to do to fight that? It's impossible.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. You know what? People, I just want to give a shout out to every single person who put Obama and his minions in office. And I'm not saying Bush was perfect or the Republicans. There's plenty of them. That guy that sounds like Mr. Ed, Mitch McConnell, there's some old time Republicans I can't stand. But you guys, you got to research now today. Not you guys, but I know you do your research. This is your job because you have a radio show.
Oh,
but
we didn't vote for Obama.
I'm sorry?
We didn't vote for Obama. Mark did vote for Obama. You know,
guys,
Mark, you're responsible for this.
It's my fault.
Mark totally voted for Obama.
It's Sunday. Oh, you're in trouble, Mark, with me. But it's Sunday night. Not that McCain was great. I didn't vote for either one of those. But
yeah,
you can always bring someone in. But the thing is that it's Sunday night, people, and I don't mean you three. I mean the listeners. Do some research and don't Google read the first stuff that comes up because it's going to be promos for these people. People need to do some research. I'm serious. I heard on, a money talk show. It was totally apolitical. It had nothing to do with politics, but affected politics. Kudlow and Company, they talk about this stuff. There was two different financial experts that Kudlow and this guy named Kudlow had on, and I listened to him Saturday afternoons. They said it is going to take decades, probably over 40 or 50 years, to the repair the damage that Obama has done to this country. So
yeah.
I'm just, so that's what I wanted you guys
I
to
hear
know.
You, Dave.
The IRS has been stealing money, and don't kid yourself, you guys. If that administration didn't allow it, it wouldn't be happening. How come Bush only did 100, and they were legitimate drug launderers in 8 years, and this dude has done in less than six over 700, and not one of these people have been able to successfully get their money back. They can't afford a lawyer.
Jeez. Thanks for the call, Dana. I appreciate it. I'm with you. I mean, it seems like the IRS is working for every president.
But it goes beyond that, because we actually, and this is a story we talked about a few weeks back on the Sunday show, where you found out that, look, there's people, like we read the story about New York where this guy was complaining about cash-only businesses, which is what this woman was running, saying, no, look, they're thieves. There's no way they could be running cash-only businesses in this day and age. And that's crazy, because let me tell you, this older woman, did they say how old she was?
She is like a senior citizen.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So she has the right to only use the level of technology that she wants to use. It is not up to the customer to tell her what level of technology she's supposed to use. If she only wants to use, cash only, that's what she's used to for 50 years of her life, then that's all she has to use.
And,
she's not a
and
thief.
Revenues of $33,000 a month for a restaurant, that's really not that much.
No,
right?
Not much at all.
Are you barely clearing, what you have to, pay out to just to get supplies for your restaurant?
Yeah. There is a legit war on cash.
Well, there's a war on anonymous, on the ability to anonymously transact.
And that's what it is about cash.
Yeah, and that cash allows for that. In fact, maybe uniquely, perhaps even more so than Bitcoin, it allows for that.
Yeah, totally,
this is the thing, is that it's not just the IRS. You've got people who clearly believe that if you run a cash-only business, if you're dealing in cash a lot, you are some kind of crook. And that's disgusting.
I agree. It trickles down, too. Like, have you ever been to a grocery store that says, or a gas station that says, sorry, we can't break bills over $20. We can't accept 50s or 100s. $50 bills, really? You can barely buy groceries for $50 for a week.
Yeah, in the European Union, it's pretty much now like a regulation that, look, if someone in those countries, if someone comes to you with a 500 or a 200 euro, you really need to check them out. And now they're petitioning to get rid of those larger bills because they cannot believe that somebody actually has that much money.
Why did they make them in the first place? I mean, the euro is not that old. Well, who made that decision in the 1990s, perhaps, to create 1,000-euro bills?
I've never seen a $1,000 bill. I've never seen a $5,000 bill. The same a $500 bill. The same denominations from when I was a kid are the denominations we have now. Mm-hmm. Prices are up 10 times as much. We should have a $1,000 bill. We should have a $500 bill to replace the 50 and the 100, but we don't because they don't want you using cash.
Yeah, they're hoping it's
now to make large transactions
over time.
Yep.
It's true. Let's talk to David listening in Arkansas. Hey David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
Back when I was younger, I started doing things I wasn't supposed to. I started dabbling in hanging out with the wrong crowd and kind of dabbling in drugs and stuff. And
witchcraft?
David, hold that thought. We're up against the clock, but I want to hear what you have to say. So hold the line, if you would. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here on the Sunday show. If you've got thoughts, 855-450, free.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation,
high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the last segment of tonight's program, but there's still time to get your calls in, maybe at 855-450-3733. We'll do our best to get to you. It's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And let's get right into it, shall we? Unless, Mark, you have anything to say. All right. David in Arkansas was on the line. And, David, you were starting to tell us your story. You said when you were younger, you were hanging out with the wrong crowd. And why don't you pick it up from there?
Yeah, I was hanging out with the wrong crowd, and you know, there was people that was doing meth and stuff, and I started getting worried. They started saying that, well, don't mention meth over the phone because the cops can tap into your cell phone and hear what you're saying and stuff. And it just makes me wonder. That was years and years ago. Well, probably about 6-7 years ago. And I don't do drugs or anything. Well, I don't do meth. But anyway, I drank every once in a while. But anyway, it just makes me wonder, like, what can they hear you saying now? You know, like, where's the privacy?
I remember, you know what I mean? In the late 90s using Yahoo email and somebody telling me that the government was monitoring it back then for words like bomb and things like that. So you shouldn't say bomb in an email. And, I mean, it seems like it might be kind of true with the Snowden revelations, but what do you do about it? Do you live in a constant state of paranoia? Do you censor yourself, or do you just say what you were going to say? It's really hard to tell. And thanks for the call, David. It's an interesting question. What do you think?
Just real quick, I mean, I think the answer is, and of course I run a tech show, so I have to think about this a lot. I think the answer is to just, you know, act like everything you're typing out or whatever you're doing digitally is going to be seen, but make that process as expensive as possible for they, them, those. And you know, and you do that by using encryption of some kind and perhaps getting away from companies that are very blatant about the fact that they do, you know, scan your emails and whatever.
What about putting out, like, disinformation? Some people use that.
Yeah,
tactic,
that's called spamcryption, or at least that's a term I've heard, and I like that. Yeah. And that's certainly something to do. I mean, when
so
I recommend...
For instance, write a bunch of innocuous emails about, you know, charity bombs and things, love
right.
bombs. And,
yeah,
know.
Some people would say their filters can get past all that, but, you know, it's up to you. Either way, make it expensive for them.
Yeah, right on. Let's go to Nathan, who's calling on Skype. Hey, Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm still trying to recover from the fact that Sean Hannity said something untrue.
I know. Man.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Nathan. Or Brian. Yeah. Brian was.
So I called a few weeks ago about a literary theory involving insanity and magic in literature. And I don't know if you want me to recap it briefly.
You're gonna
no,
have to.
We've got three calls okay. on the line. We want to try to get to all of them. So try to be quick if you can.
Okay, so the theory is basically that magic in literature represents a kind of insanity, and the example I used was Harry Potter because there are a lot of allusions to insanity in Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to do is argue against that theory briefly by using the Chronicles of Narnia as an example of the claim that magic is not insanity but rather creativity. Anyone who's engaged in creative thinking has probably had the experience where, you know, you're looking at something ordinary and then you kind of, you know, a burst of insight comes to you and then you see the solution to the problem and it's created out of nothing and you feel like you've kind of reached a higher understanding. And if you look at Narnia by C.S. Lewis, you see that pattern a lot where, she goes in the magic wardrobe and opens up to a new universe. And mm-hmm. again, in fact, I think in all the books, there's some kind of like, you know, magical portal to another universe that happens in the story, like it's a painting in one of the other books, and it's like a hidden, I don't know, bunker in the school in the other book, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, innovation is magic. I think that makes a lot of sense. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I just wanted to sort of summarize. So it's like it's saying that it's kind of like that magical pool in the sixth book where they go to, and it's sort of like a forest, and you can go to any universe that exists through that that forest. I think that's the metaphor here because it represents expansion.
That sounds like reading to me.
So it's interesting.
You can go anywhere you want if you read.
You brought up these two opposing theories, Nathan, because we're short on time. I want to wrap this up pretty soon. But which one do you tend to agree with more?
Well, I haven't had a lot of time to think about it, but I would guess I came up with this one, and I tend to agree with it more because you could look at magic as you could look at it as anti-rational, or you could look at it as above rational or enhancing the rational. And when you come up with a new idea, you know, you can't see it with reason, with your rational faculty, but you know, your mind expands, then you see it. So that's kind of magical in a way.
Cool. Right on. I like it. Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan.
Yeah. Kind of like Arthur C. Clarke says, where, you know, at a certain level, technology is indistinguishable from magic. And so innovation could, in a sense, be magical.
Yeah. I'm a fan of that idea. All right. Let's go to Dennis in North Carolina, has a story about government monitoring. Hey, Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. First, I want to agree with Nathan on his point that, I'm horny for Lucy, and I want to suck her tits.
Getting it in time.
I assume the board I've got him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. I don't know. It's not exactly. He didn't exactly say one of the seven dirty words, but he said something that was a kind
of. It was one of the seven dirty words, but it's one you can say. It's just pointless.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, let's talk to Earl, listening in New York. Hey, Earl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hi.
The young man about 12 minutes ago, what you said, how you felt about the name The Redskin. Good for you. By the way, it's Jim Thorpe.
Ah, thanks.
He is famous for winning multiple gold medals. Then they found, because he was, I think, a semi-professional baseball player, they took his medals away.
Yeah, he was the greatest athlete that's ever lived, essentially.
Yes, yes. And, in fact, his people are trying to get his remains moved from, I believe he's buried in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and to get his remains moved back. And Miss Stephanie?
Yes.
On that Keen Rebellion there, Pumpkin Fest?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yep.
Not everything's a conspiracy.
Sure. I don't think most things are conspiracies. I guess I was just being a little bit facetious there. You're referencing a few weeks ago when we talked about a riot that broke out at the Keene Pumpkin Festival, where college students were getting drunk and destroying a lot of property. And I was saying that perhaps this was some kind of justification for the increased militarization of this event. And, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say, why would they... It would be hard to orchestrate something like that, but I'm sure the government loves this anyway, because then they get to justify spending more money and getting more equipment for controlling events like this.
Yeah, and Sir Richard, the head of the Virgin Mobile...
Richard Branson.
Yeah, Sir Richard Branson.
Sir Richard. He's out there in Southwest, taking charge of what happened to the rocket after it exploded.
Oh, when Spaceship Two went down.
Yeah, one pilot was killed, and the second pilot was able to bail out.
Wow! Yeah. How do you bail out from a space flight?
Well, I didn't get that. It was after it went from a separate launch vehicle. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, some White Knight Two. Nothing happened to that.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Earl. Appreciate your corrections tonight. That's what he said. He wanted to correct us.
Have him all finish up the show.
Yeah, it is amazing how quickly that Virgin Galactic is responding and finding out what exactly went wrong. When you consider how many flights NASA has screwed up and how many people have died due to NASA shuttle accidents, and it took forever to find out what exactly happened.
The NTSB said it could be 2 years before they figure out what went on with Virgin here, but Virgin's already on the job.
They know it already failed. It was that specific engine that they had only tested like three times.
Yeah.
They knew that that's what failed. That's my point. I mean, yeah, to figure out what went wrong with the tech, that's a different story. But like when Columbia went and all this stuff, it took forever to find out. And probably a lot of that has to do with a lot of classification and all that. But, look how great transparency would seem to be working, because I imagine Virgin Galactic will be on its feet once again pretty fast.
Probably 6 months is what they're saying.
Sure.
Well, the point of a test flight is to learn from it, right?
Yeah.
And you hope it works, but
I mean, I hope that
you learn why.
So these test pilots, this guy died doing what it is that he wanted to do with his life. This is a bad mamma jamma. There's no doubt about it. This guy's got a pair of them. And but
he was a top man.
There's only one way for test pilots to be perceived in this fashion, and that's if other test pilots die. And I mean, he did a brave thing, and we're all going to benefit. People in the future are going to benefit from what he did, but some people have to go, and that's kind of the nature of test piloting, and I hope all the best for his family.
Risk you take, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're out of time for tonight. Brian and I have got one more show next week, so think of what you want to say. In the meantime, we'll see you next week. FreeTalkLive.com is our website. Visit us there, and have a great week.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labbé is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini library you don't want to be without.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.